Number 40. The Peace of the Dead with Interruption.
In the 17th century lived a man by the name of Christoph Eisel von Eiselberg, a public official at the salt works. He was a strange fellow, which one would have to be to live quite alone up there without neighbors, and he also did some bad things. They say he treated his subordinates badly.
In preparation for the period after his death, Eiselsberg bought a crypt for himself in the Catholic Church, and he was buried there. But according to the will of the Count, his deathly slumbers were to be interrupted at regular intervals.
Every 50 years on the day of his death, he had to be taken out of the crypt. Then the coffin was carried once around the church. He was then loaded onto a barge and rowed in the direction of the castle until the Mass was over. Then he was brought back and buried again in the crypt for the next 50 years.
Eiselsberg was taken for the last time ever from his grave on June 13, 1839. An eyewitness left the following account of that event.
In the afternoon, between 3 and 4, the stone in the crypt was opened. In this crypt, in a wooden coffin, lay the desiccated remains of the Count of Eiselsberg, who once owned the so-called grub house here. It was 56 years since the crypt had been opened. The coffin had collapsed. The clothes and mortal remains were found not to have decomposed. All the bells were rung twice at the opening. The crypt remained open until evening, so that everybody could view the corpse.